Just one law, the laws of Seuda. It's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, Or HaChaim Siman Kuf Ayin, Halakha Aleph, as well in the Rambam, in Ilchot Berachot, Perek Zayin, Halakha Vav, in Masihin B'Seuda. One is not supposed to converse or talk during the Seuda. The Beger Abraham in Seif Katan Aleph writes, Afilu B'Devre Torah. Which means even if he wants to converse in the words of Torah, Shemi Yagdim Kane Laveshet. Because the concern is that by talking during the time that he's eating, Chas v'Shalom, the food can go down the wrong pipe. Of course, when a person's talking, so his windpipe opens up. So the concern is that the food might go down the wrong pipe. V'yaboli des sakana. And that can Chas v'Shalom bring him to sakana, to danger. V'afilu mishnu t'atesh b'se'uda. And even if somebody sneezes in the middle of a seudah, asur lomar lo asuta. So they don't even tell him asuta, or you should be healed, or like we would say, God bless you, or gesundheit, etc. The Mishnah Berurah explains, v'davka b'sh'at achila gufa en masichin. That's only in the actual seudah itself. You're not supposed to talk about ben tafshil et tafshil, but between courses, mutar. Of course, it's permissible. U'mitzvah al kol adam l'lmod Torah al shulchano. It's a mitzvah to learn Torah at his table. Shekol shulchan shelo amru alav devre Torah, any table that they eat by it, they don't say devre Torah, ki'ilu achlu mizvchei metim. Chas v'shalom, the Mishnah compares it as eating from the carcasses of dead animals. V'katab b'shlat, shnei luchot haberit, di'ilmod Mishnah, o halakha, o agada, o sefrei musar. You should actually have a limud, either study the Mishnayot, or read a halakha at the table, or words of Musar. Ve'enu yotzei b'mas shemavarech birkat hamazon. One should not rely on just making birkat hamazon, and that counts as devrei Torah. Ve'al kol panim yomar eze mizmor. Say sometime even tehilim, ve'tov lomar achar birkat hamotzi mizmor Hashem, ru'i lo ehsar. Dehu devrei Torah ve'tefilah mizonotav. Some have the custom, after they make the beracha of Hamotzi, they say Mizmor David Hashem Ro'ilo Ehsar, because that chapter in Tehillim talks about the Panasah that Kadosh Baruch Hu supplies for a person, and also can be considered as the Devrei Torah. The Ashkenazim have customs, for example, that during the week, at the end of the meal, they say the chapter Al Naharot Bavel. During Shabbat, they say the Ashira Ma'alot before Birkat HaMazon. Again, also to say some Devrei Torah on the table. Because of this law that we have of learning Torah on the table and not talking really during the actual time of the Seudah, the halakha does bring down in Shulchan Aruch Harav or HaHaim Siman Kuf Ayin Dal Saif Yud Alif Telechet Techila. We should not have one person make a beracha for others during the Seudah itself. For example, let's say everybody's in the middle of eating and now somebody's going to make a beracha on one of the foods over there. Everybody should make the beracha individually. One person shouldn't say the barakah for everybody. Why? Because since people are eating, so number one, they don't pay attention. You know, when you're eating in the middle of the meal, you're not really paying attention to the person's barakah to answer amen, and really they're not going to be able to answer amen. Because we know, you're really not allowed to talk at the time that you're eating. Therefore, it's not proper. Unless, he says, you would say Savri Maranan. Now what does this Savri Maranan mean? Savri Maranan means Savri, meaning pay attention, Maranan, gentlemen. So then already it's a warning, stop eating, listen to the Beracha. And it's from here that the custom came about, he says, that even when we're making Kiddush, that's before the Seudah, we also, before the making of the Berakah Bore Peregev, we say Savri Maranan. Really, Savri Maranan was instituted for the Seudah itself, because then people are not paying attention. So therefore, you have to get their attention to stop eating, to listen to the Berakah. However, they didn't want to make a Hiduk between during the Seudah and before the Seudah. So always before one is being Motsi, for example, in the Kiddush, they would say Savri Maranan. Pay attention, gentlemen, ladies, to hear the Berakah, so you can answer amen. So again, one should adopt a practice of reading at the table, either bring a sefer to the table, and you can learn a page of it, or a paragraph, and read it, or a mishnah, or agadah, or halakha, in order to fulfill this most important mitzvah.